And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the Southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show, this one. This show goes from, like, Huntsville back over to Chattanooga and Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn. Straight across the line from there to what we call, once again, Fort Benning and big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. Then there's all y'all out there in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web, logging into the live stream on X and Rumble and YouTube and Facebook and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then, oh, by the way, podcasters who catch it after the fact, all said and done, wherever you catch the show, just know that we see it and we know it, and you're the only reason why we do it. We appreciate you, we love you, and we're very thankful for all of you. All right, lesson. There's a thing we do every Thursday. On Thankful Thursday, we have people we're thankful for who come on in and participate in the show. And so, yeah, we're going to jump on in. We usually call it Butters and Lee, but somehow or another, we let Butters get out of town for a day. But that being said, we have some proxies. So let me do the quick introductions. Coming to us as the Secretary of Common Sense, that pundit of publishing podacity, that would be the none other than Scott Buttram. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. How are you, Phil?
I'm good. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for making time. And also, looking northward, that diva of divine punditry, that person who has lots of opinions and is unafraid to share them, that would be Lee from Huntsville. Hey, Lee, you there?
I am here.
You know what? That means we have a quorum. Hit me some whoop whoops. All right, Buttram and Lee. For those who don't know, the uninitiated, the way this works is first round, I ask them questions. Second round, they ask me questions, and I just see if I got an answer. So, tell you what, I've been doing this for a while on the show. We're going to take this one again. Let me ask y'all. So, in the wake of yesterday's school shooting up in Minnesota, do you anticipate there would be any effort on the part of legislators, whether here or elsewhere, to like upfund budgets to provide like assistance for school resource officers or other safety measures? Are we going to see some kind of like a response, which I hate to say sometimes it's all often after the fact, but nonetheless, do you see legislative response? I'm going to go with you first, Scott. What do you think?
I will be surprised if we don't see a response. There always seems to be, you know, some tokenism toward trying to appease this group or that group. And I think you may have asked it, or somebody asked it earlier, why don't we ever hear them just come out right out and say, let's appeal the Second Amendment?
Yeah.
You know, that's never going to happen, so they never go to the one thing that could actually change the game. But this is going to come down, and I'm going further than that. This is going to come down to a state that has some of the strictest gun laws in America.
Yep.
That did not bother to enforce them.
Yeah, and there you have it. I mean, if gun control laws really worked, Minnesota would not have had this incident happen. And they even have all the way into the red flag law kind of situation. And this guy had every red flag in the world. Lee, what do you think? Are we going to wind up seeing legislators legislating a response to this, like school resource officers?
Probably so. I'm not sure that it's really going to help. I think people don't like to feel helpless. And right now, this type of thing makes you feel helpless, but it's hard to anticipate crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know that a resource officer would have made any difference in this situation.
Yeah. And I can't say that it would either. I will tell you, while I was in office, and I've forgotten, it must've been in the wake of, oh gosh, which one of the big shootings, but anyway, while I was still in office, we actually did pass something that I thought was really significant. Every school in a district, in a county or whatever has to provide local law enforcement with schematics of their schools so that if they ever have an active shooter situation, the response teams automatically have a map to use to find out where to go in the school. I thought that was significant, and it was a cost. We upfunded the budget for part of that, if I recall. But
I'm kind of surprised they didn't already have that.
Well, I know there's a lot of things. That's one of those things, too. I remember saying, I'm surprised we don't already have this because that makes too much sense. I mean, can you imagine being a hostage rescue or a SWAT team and you don't have a schematic of the school? Scott, you've watched the legislature a lot. You think we're going to wind up seeing something in Alabama or just other places?
I don't think we'll see anything in Alabama. I think, you know, maybe you see something else in Minnesota. Again, I think it's going to be more tokenism than anything else, just to say, hey, we did something. But I mean, again, there were laws in place. Laws were broken to get this. You mentioned this is one of the few states with red flag laws. If that guy wasn't a walking red flag, who
yeah.
is?
Yeah. I mean, the guy was way out there.
He was so creepy in that video. It made your skin crawl.
Well, I think creepy. In fact, JP even said earlier, and I agree with him, that this was a spiritual thing as much as anything. It really is. All right, let's switch gears. Let's go to another question, because this is blowing my mind. I didn't even see this coming, I'll be honest with you, and I'm not sure how I missed it. But Federal District Court Judge Anna Manasco, who was appointed by Trump here in the Northern District of Alabama, just ruled, I think in the last 24 hours, that the Alabama State Senate District's map has to be redrawn again. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the ruling is we need to incorporate more race. And I keep thinking that race is not going to be the issue. So here's my question for you. Is this ever going to end? And are we going to have to really redraw the maps again? Scott, I'm going to you first again. What do you think about this?
Okay. On behalf of our mutual friend, Bill, I feel obligated to say, first and foremost, we keep referring to Manasco as a Trump judge. As she was a Trump judge or Trump appointee, but she had to be agreed upon by Doug Jones.
Ah.
So we have a friend in our little chat group.
Well, there you go. Yes.
There was a hitch to that catch, and that, there it is. I think Judge Manasco is probably moving Alabama closer and closer and closer to a full-blown U.S. Supreme Court hearing. Because I think she is way past the line of activism, judicial actions on her part. And I think she's probably setting us up for the long-term win here.
You know, I didn't even realize, Scott, that we had this case still ongoing. I thought this had all been decided.
Exactly.
And so I was kind of shocked.
At this point, this looks like judicial overreach, but you're the one with a law degree.
What do you think there, Lee from Huntsville? I mean, are we looking at having to redraw maps, and how is this going to impact things?
I'm with you. I don't understand how this wasn't settled when we just redrew it. So I'm unsure of why you can come back to this well again and again and again. I feel like that, this is activism from the bench. And at what point do we, and if Doug Jones had anything to do with choosing this woman, it explains everything. I'm just saying that, I mean, tell me how Texas can get away with doing what they're doing right now and redrawing and eliminating seats in places like Houston and all that. How can they get away with doing that? And we literally have been beat to death with this.
Well, it's the Voting Rights Act. I mean, the Voting Rights Act presumes upon Alabama that we're always wrong. And what's interesting is the Voting Rights Act was put in place in an effort to protect against racism, and yet now the standard seems to have flipped and we're being told we're not considering race enough. It's a standard that I'm not sure is able to even be met. And until we get rid of the, I don't even know where to end with this thing. But I think, in fact, you said a minute ago something about we just finished redoing this. The districts we redrew were congressional, so that's why we got Shamari Figures in now, the Democrat.
Right.
But this is going to be state Senate, which I didn't even see on the radar. So was it, I think it's Will Barfoot, and it's down there around Montgomery Pike Road, right? Is that where it is, Scott?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Yeah, so that's like State Senator Will Barfoot, who's a great state senator, by the way, very conservative. I think he's chair of judiciary, and now all of a sudden he's got to look and see whether his district's going to get redrawn. This is just nuts. I don't know where it is.
I don't get it, Phil. I don't get it. How can they say you have to draw it, and gerrymander it? And you've seen some of these districts where they've done this, that they look insane. They're just, all over the place. And my question is, how is that legal? Because that's not – we should have pretty much even districts just for population.
Well, I also I agree. And I saw – yes, we should, by population. Wouldn't that be amazing? In fact, I remember going through reapportionment, and the thing was we literally would say it's population, and we would also say it's also about trying to keep communities intact to the extent we can. And I feel like the courts never care about that anymore.
Well, the irony is the gerrymandering they were most opposed to in the House districts was the gerrymandered district that the Democrats drew and required Joe Reed's approval before they could even use that district. So it was completely done by Democrats for minority Democrats. And now that's the one they're in court fighting about. So
all right.
It's just bizarre to me.
Listen, don't ever come on my show and try to apply one standard. That's not the way this works. The world doesn't work that way. Everybody knows double standards are the way we have to live. No, I refuse to accept that. Thank you. All right, listen, that's it. That's round one. My, that went fast. Round one with Buttram and Lee. And we're going to come back in a minute, flip the script. They asked me a question, and I just hope that I have the answers. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right, so I'm going back to the phones right now. We got a round of Buttram and Lee. Scott Buttram and Lee from Huntsville. This is where they ask me questions, and I just hope that I have an answer. Buttram, I'm going to go with you first. Pray tell, what do you have for me?
The umpteenth Alabama Public University has been caught circumventing DEI laws.
Yeah.
Alabama, Auburn. I think the University of West Alabama. I think this was North Alabama. I can't remember who they caught last night.
Yeah.
It has happened repeatedly. It is. And I'll remind you, Phil, from the moment this law was passed, people were screaming, they're just going to change the signs on the door and the job description.
Yep.
They will not stop doing what they're doing. We have video evidence. School after school after school after school. We know legislators have been meeting privately and quietly behind closed doors with these universities, encouraging them to come in line. It ain't working.
Well, it's going to take the power of the purse, bro. That's what it's going to take. Mm-hmm. It's going to take somebody
that
actually.
My question. Is it time for a come to Jesus bill to be pre-filed by Danny Garrett and Arthur Orr?
Yep, that and public flogging. I think that's what the reality is.
Yeah.
I think that's all it's going to – I mean, listen, first of all, they should be absolutely embarrassed. I mean, West Alabama and North Alabama both caught on video. I mean, at what point do you not realize that if someone asks you that question, oh, I'm sorry, do you have DEI? Well, shh, we can't talk about it, but let me tell you. And next thing you know, they're on a video. I mean, what a knucklehead. So this one is, University of North Alabama. I actually had the article on my desk already. I was going to talk about it later. But you've got UNA's, what's her name? Her name's Allison Bergner, at UNA.
Yeah.
And she's literally saying this is what we do. We just kind of change the name. And I'm thinking, first of all, call them on the carpet. And yes, I agree with you. There has to be some penalty attached. They have got to lose some funding, or they've got to lose some prestige, or they've got to lose some charter. Something's going to have to happen, or they will continue to flaunt. And by the way, this law has been upheld. All right, this is not something that is like currently before the Supreme Court. It might no. This is state has a right to pass this law. They did, and if they don't want to get in line, but there are no penalties, then why we're going to have more video if that keeps going?
Yeah, these are state employees flaunting state law.
That's right, absolutely. Just blowing it off like. You know, could care less. So, on the one hand, it's hilarious. On the other, it's maddening. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I still like the idea of public flogging. I say bring that back too. Let's do it. All right. Lee from Huntsville, what question do you have for me?
Well, first, I do want to say I agree. You have to hit them where it hurts because, as you can see, they don't have any fear of being exposed.
Yeah.
This is where. You know, these old the communism went into the universities years and years and years ago, and this is what it's turned into. They don't care, and they don't think anybody's ever going to do anything to them.
Well, there's period. That. All right, what question you got?
So this a group of people, including celebrities and everybody else, raised about $100 million. For the fires in California, all the houses in the Pacific Palisades and a few other places, right?
Right.
And come to find out that none of that money was spent on fires.
Yeah.
On helping anyone get over the fire, helping people, and my question for you is, was this a sort of a Democrat don't let a tragedy go to waste thing. Let's go and beg money from people so we can spend on whatever we want, which I think it was when you see all the nonprofits, which is just code for, you know, total cheat.
Yeah.
And is it legal?
I don't think it's legal, and I think it needs to be investigated because there are laws against scamming, and there are laws against raising charitable funds for so-called charitable purposes for which those funds are never used. And if you're, I don't know if any public funds went into it, but if they did, that's also got to be questioned. But if people gave money for something, believing they were bringing relief to others, and those that relief never manifested itself, then there absolutely deserves to be an investigation. And if there was any NGO involved, any nonprofit organization that was sort of shamming, scamming, you know, just basically getting over on, then they need to consider losing their 501c3 status. So yeah, there's absolute laws against scamming. I mean, you hear about it all the time, like, you know, the attorney general is now investigating where someone, you know, was scamming elderly trying to get their money. Well, that's exactly what this is. They were preying upon the consciences of people, asking them to give money to a cause. They raised a ton of it, and none of it got there. $100 million. It's also, in my opinion, just an indictment on California once again. You look at this and go, come on, California. Can you just, where's the common sense? Can you just please? The people lost everything. And, yeah, but it was.
Don't you think it's going to influence people donating? Like the next tragedy, people are going to be like, well, the money ain't going to make it. You know what I mean? Like it puts in doubt any type of major or high-level fundraising.
It can. That's one of the, and I don't know that there will be a legal precedent for that, but the law often refers to that as having a chilling effect. On mm-hmm. other behavior. So if it has a chilling effect on the benevolence of others to want to support. But you know, here's the other thing too. I would just say, y'all really got to look at who you give money to. So if you got a group claiming to be raising money for this great thing, and oh, by the way, that great thing is brand spanking new, fresh off the shelf, they just made it yesterday, maybe you want to give to something else like Samaritan's Purse or the Red Cross or something that actually has some, you know, credibility. Anyway, you got any thoughts on that, Scott?
Well, again, no law degree here, but it's one of those things that I look at and I just, how can it not be illegal? I just don't understand how you can take people's money under false pretenses. And if it's not illegal, it should be, but you've got the law degree and you seem to think it is. So
but Scott,
I hope you're right.
But Scott, you may not have a law degree, but you're the Secretary of Common Sense.
Well, from a common sense standpoint, this is easy.
All right, you guys.
The rear end's in jail. I mean, that's easy.
If y'all want giggles, go look up the nonprofits that all this money went to.
Oh, no.
See that the list of it have nothing to do with whatsoever.
And I wonder how many of those nonprofits had state legislators and others on their boards of directors, if you know what I'm saying. Come on. All right, that's it. We're up against the break. Scotty Buttram, thank you for sitting in today for Butters. We appreciate you being here, man.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Lee from Huntsville, as always, we love you. Thank you so much. That's Buttram and Lee. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.